Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Just you?
I think so.
Okay. Strange day, huh?
I'm sorry, what?
I said it's a strange day. Just you came.
We're just so tired and busy. I cut my oven off. I'm hoping my Kugel's going to be okay for 20 minutes or so.
Well, we'll wait the 4 more minutes and see if somebody comes.
Okay.
Asana?
Yes.
You said you liked the you thought the this week's email was the best ever.
Yes. I'm curious to go and compare with some of the others that I printed. I've hardly been able to even read any of them this year, but that one was just, I just thought it was really good.
Are you talking about the section that I write or the other sections or just the overall import?
Well, it was overall, but I thought what you had to say as well. You know, I mean, I think it's you.
It is me.
I would say that I'm glad that you no longer have us go to finish the story or, you know, go to another link. Because that was kind of irritating.
Because you print them, you don't really read them online.
But I just haven't been able to get to them this year. But I guess I have probably several years, because it's a basket full.
Right.
That I printed in the beginning, you know.
I'm just trying to get a sense of what made it so, you know.
Well, I think
way.
This time Sob just had more meaning this year. I don't know why, but it did. I mean, it's
okay.
Even the 26th Torah portion. You know, I mean, it's like. And then also, it was almost like a repeat of our meeting that we had, and I've never had one that long. I mean, usually they're gone close to 5 o'clock. But when we looked up, it was 7:10. You know, and since nobody else is on, I'll tell you, I didn't even go to the bathroom the whole time. I mean, it was like.
Well, you were having good light you were revealing.
Right. And it was also, I was drunk for 2 days. You know? I don't know other words. I told you tired, but it wasn't really tired. I don't really know what being drunk is like, but I think that was pretty close. I couldn't, it was hard for me to talk. My words would get off. And I had a hard time concentrating for about 2 days. I mean, it was like,
was it like you were when you say drunk, it was really that you were elevated, right?
Years ago, I did have an experience where I really was, felt like I was drunk. I mean, I had to go to a meeting even, and I mean, it's like I was in a different place. Was with everybody, but it wasn't quite.
Has joined.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We were just about to close down the class, but if you want to try and do a verse, I'm willing. Connie, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, because I know you wanted to watch this.
Well, I put the oven off, so hopefully the heat will dry up that kugel the last few minutes it needed. If not, I'll get back. But a verse is good.
Okay. We're on verse 384, section 28.
Utkilu,
Limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayehino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kunenei aleinu maasei yadeinu kunenehu. Tachatzei ketiv tiku vachodesh shofar vakeseh liyom hagenu Beit kasya sihara daha kedain shalta ait hivya bishav vakel lenaskar alma ukad mitare rachame salka sihara veit avarat Mitaman lehu itar bebev, vila yakel shalta veit arbar dela itkarav. Taman vialda, yom rabichia, ba'el arba ava, leyakeman de itar mishin teya. Will I a dark loop?
Uh-oh. I got disconnected.
You're still there.
Oh, I thought I did. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I'm not. You're still there.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The English translation. Come and see. It is written. Blow the shofar at the new moon, at the time appointed, literally when the moon is covered, on our solemn feast day. When the moon, which is Malchut, is covered, because at that time, as a result of the illumination of the left, that evil serpent prevails and may bring harm to the world. But when mercy is aroused by blowing the shofar, the moon rises and moves away from the illumination of the left. Thus the Satan is confused and loses control. Then he is removed from the moon and never comes near again. This is why on Rosh Hashanah the Satan is dumbfounded, as is a person who has just been awakened and is still half asleep. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. May it be so always that at the time of judgment, we awaken mercy. And may we all say, Amen.
Amen.
Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I know when it's the new moon, it's no moon. So I guess that's what they meant, when the moon is covered.
That's correct.
You know, until that little sliver shows. This month, it was really something, you know, was special for me because I could see the moon from my front door. So when I'd go to put the curtains down at night, I mean, it was right there, like right there for me, you know, to see.
Right.
And so I was able to see the new moon and, you know, that little bitty sliver. When it did appear the next night.
Yes.
But I didn't realize, you know, the connection to the Satan at that time because the moon is covered. So that was a new to me. It doesn't say will bring. It says may bring harm. So.
And always remember that the moon is a metaphor for the children of Israel.
Right.
So when it's talking about Satan moving away from the moon, it's really talking about Satan not being able to accuse the children of Israel. And the reason he doesn't accuse us is because by blowing the shofar, he's he becomes drunk. He becomes half asleep. And he's not aware of his circumstances. I mean, these are all metaphors, but that's what it's trying to explain.
Right.
Malka, did you want to say anything, or I can go on to the next verse?
Well, so it's saying that Satan, when the moon's out, or we're talking about the new moon or the moon. I'm sorry, I was in between things. Can you just kind of explain that verse to me again?
So the verse is talking about what happens to Satan when on Rosh Hashanah the children of Israel blow the shofar.
Okay, that's what I missed, Rosh Hashanah. Okay, I was thinking, you know, the moon at night, and Satan can't function at night, and I'm thinking, okay, so that's the part I missed. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Yeah, so, and I wasn't focusing on it being Rosh Hashanah either, I guess, because the new moon this month, just a week ago, a little over a week ago, I was so impressed by it. I mean, I've seen it before in one of my other houses. My dining area was facing the west, and at Passover, I mean, it would be a full moon, and it was just a gorgeous, you know, sight to behold. So this made me excited to see that at least at this house I could see this new moon for this month at my front door this time.
Right.
I wasn't thinking Rosh Hashanah.
Well, this section is talking about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, so.
I know, but like I said, anyway.
Understand. Okay. But you said something that intrigues me because I'm not aware. Does the moon always rise in the west?
No, because sometimes it's in the east at my back door.
Okay, so that's what because I've never heard, you know, I know the sun always rises in the east and sets in the west, but I've never heard that about the moon.
Right, and it was just the bottom of the circle, you know, just a little sliver of the bottom.
Yes.
It was real bright, but just being that little silver bottom.
And then each day it grows. It's really a beautiful sight.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was always used to in the classroom with the second graders, we always had a lesson in science, and I made posters of each phase, you know. And, of course, one had to be all black with no moon. And the idea that, you know, no moon was really the new moon. And then when you saw the little sliver, then you knew it was definitely a new month.
Right.
And so many adults, you know, just didn't know that.
It just shows how far we are from, you know, nature. Because if we, you know, 100 years ago, that you don't have the city lights reflecting, it causes us not to be able to see much of the moon many times.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. I have some friends that live probably 20 minutes away from here in Sulphur. It's Sulphur. And they come out to visit. And it was nighttime when they left. And they were just so impressed about, because I live in the country, we have no street lights. And they were so impressed about how many stars they could see and how bright the moon was. And I'm like, and I was like taken back because I don't live in the city. You know, I just took that for granted. You know, that we had bright stars and, you know, bright moon. And
you could see many, many stars. And so I'm like, really, y'all don't see this? They said, no, it's just too much city lights. And, you know, and they live, you know, houses are very close. And my home is a couple of acres between my neighbor and myself, you know. So I'm aware of it more so than I had been, you know. And I've pretty much always lived in the country. So to me, it was just normal, you know, to see the brightness. So
it's good to realize how much we don't, how much we take for granted our situations, and that we need mm-hmm. to be more conscious of it.
Right. And I am more conscious of it, and how blessed that I am that I have this, you know, right outside my door.
Right. Well, we're almost out of time, so we'll have questions and answers at the 7 o'clock class. You both have a beautiful evening.
Okay, you too.
Shalom, shalom gadol.
Shalom gadol. Shalom malchum. Thank you.